side. Love you for the rest of your life.
Hey. What's good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Boy Meets World podcast. And I am your host, Dion Music. All right, y'all. So it's Tuesday. I hope y'all having a great beginning of the weekend. You know what I mean? And we're going to get right into some things because there's been a lot going on and I just got to get into it. You know what I mean? So first things first. Now, Kanye, I feel like every time Kanye want to attack somebody, why he always calling them an industry plant, right? So I haven't even seen this clip, but I want to check it out with y'all together, and I'm going to give my full-blown, like, reality reaction to this video. So let's check it out and see what he had to say, and we're going to talk about it.
Posting something negative, you're just on the wrong side of the future because, you know, we out here stepping away from Adidas, like the shit that Kai sent to Mike, that's some industry plant shit. He gonna be talking shit about it. My pants.
He's an industry plant. He's an example.
Of course, he's
an
opposite. Totally. Fucking that exact genre is the most industry plant. It's about like influence and mind control. And then he gonna mention my daughter's name a week later. It's like, nigga, that, don't mention my daughter's name and then you dissing what's paying a $200,000 a month child support.
Wow.
That's the
billionaire child support is different.
Yeah, but it's like, don't mention this and then mention my daughter's name. It's like, it be that kind of shit where I'm like, that don't make God happy.
So, I mean, now, I don't really know necessarily, I don't really watch Kai Cenat like that. Like, I think he's a cool dude. I think he's a cool streamer. But, y'all know what I do. I like to be on my own content creation and making my music and stuff like that. So, I don't really have time to be watching people because I'm always trying to create. But I get what Kanye West talking about. One thing I like about Kanye West is that he gonna call you out. He don't care. He don't give a damn. He don't give a damn who you is.
Toasty!
He gonna call you out and he gonna let it be known, and you know what, I respect that he gonna say your name, he gonna call you out. But my thing is, like, come on, dude, like, everybody can't be an industry plan. Everybody, just because people have their difference of opinion of and how they operate, that's not according to what you would like or that you would prefer. Now is, oh, they trying to kick my back in, da 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 da. Nah, look, everybody ain't going to adjust and maneuver to you because you're yay, okay? So, you know what I mean? Come on, dude. Let's get it together. You know, I'm going to go back and watch this full interview, and then I'm going to come back and actually talk to y'all and see what was going on, all right? But I think that was on something called The Download interview that he did. Okay, Kanye, so look, you know, just be patient with yourself, and everything shall manifest. That's what I'm going to say. All right, y'all. So we're going to move straight along. So now, another thing that's been going on, too, that's been kind of, like, blowing me a little bit. I'm like, yo, I've been seeing this little video of this little Uzi Vert dude, right? So this little Uzi Vert dude is at Coachella. And first of all, you know what I mean? He has a belly shirt and he's dressed in red. And to me, he looks like a Majin Buu. Like a zesty Majin Buu character. Now, I don't know if this is the look that he's going for or what's the look that he's going for, but I mean, this dude is always just doing some wild shit with his look. So, I mean, what do we expect? I mean, I think it's all a publicity stunt anyway. And then he grabs the purse, right? And then he twinkles off the stage and runs down the stage with his purse hanging off his. Y'all just got to go see the video. I mean, it's kind of funny, but like, is this where rap is at? You know what I mean? Is this where trap is at? You know what I mean? You got all the trappers wearing bell bottom pants. You got the trappers wearing what's the thing that Selena used to wear? What's the thing that Selena used to wear? The bralettes or whatever those things was called, you know? Like, y'all wearing all this stuff. It's like, yo, where is hip-hop going? Like, they just... I mean, I don't even know. And then the stylist is like, yeah, let's get it. Let's get it. So, like, come on. They encourage it, everything. It's not a good look for hip hop, y'all. It's not a good look, man. But, yeah, we're going to go on to the next subject. Hey, yo, so I know. Another thing, here we go. We still in the rap field. We still in the rap field. There's a lot of stuff going on in the rap field right now. So y'all, if y'all don't know, but now you know, because I'm here to give you the juice. All right, right here on the Boy Meets World podcast. Now look, y'all know Chris Breezy. C Breezy. They calling him, they starting to call him C Sleazy. They say he brought out his inner Roman on this song, right? So he got a diss track called "The Weakest Link" to Quavo, and Quavo released the diss joint to them, right? So look, right here, right now, we're gonna play little snippets of each one, and then we're gonna let y'all judge for yourself. All right, let's get into it.
You got some class, so we can get into some gangster shit.
Hey, Chris. I don't want no issues, bro. I don't want no smoke. I don't want fights. I don't want to do nothing, bro. Like, please, bro.
Who wants smoke with me? 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 Who wants smoke with me?
Hey.
Okay, let's get down to the facts. Pussy, I'm drifting red. Don't let this R&B shit fool you niggas get ripped to shreds. Quavo talking like he a thug, nigga, you a bitch with dread. Can't wait to see the day that you back up all of that shit you said. What's all that bullshit?
I don't know what type time Chris Breezy on. Chris Breezy on that
finish him
type time right now. He on his Mortal Kombat shit. Come on, man. Chris Breezy. He always Mortal Kombat shit, man. So, y'all, I mean, I ain't going to play too much of it, but I mean, it's something definitely worth going to listen to, because you got to see how us R&B niggas, we not playing with y'all, you know what I mean? Because y'all be thinking, because we be shoo up, ooh up, it up, do up, shit up, da do up. Y'all think because we be doing that we ain't like that, but like, we be ready. All right, now look, let's get into the Quavo diss, all right? So we're gonna play a little back-to-back, because that's just, you know what I mean, what we do, all right? So let's listen to this one, and then let's get into it.
Pussy nigga, pull up, crash, shout about your bae.
Boy, you pussy.
Little bitch, come dance, battle with my Drake. You been fucked your bag up when you punch Re in the face. Talking about fashion week, you sparing who? Come punch me in my face.
Oh, shit.
You lost a friend. Niggas ran in your house, tied up your aunt, cause you ain't pay. This bullet got your name. Don't ever bring up tape, pussy.
You know, half of y'all niggas some hoes out here.
Pussy.
I'm talking about like, these nigga bleed once a month type shit. Bitch. I call your hoe for pussy. I hit your hoe for pussy. I did the thing, but come in to save you, but you don't owe me, pussy. Owe me. I'm on the edge.
Hey, yo, it is going down. It is R&B. It is R&B in the streets, y'all. It is going down, man. Like, it, you know, I like that little beat that Quavo guy is going. And it's going down. Now, I'm trying to figure out now exactly the bars for bars. All right, now I'm outside looking in. I'm not at the artistry, because I would love to work with both of them. All right, so I ain't dissing nothing, but I have to give it to my singing constituent, Chris Breezy on that one. Chris, I think Chris Sleaze on the beat. Definitely win that one. We got to play. You know what I mean? Chris Sleaze on the beat. Oh, shit. All right, y'all. So look, y'all gonna have to go check that out, and y'all let me know what y'all think about that stuff, because it's getting real crazy out here. Now, all right, now let's get into the next subject. Now, y'all know, Nicki's on her little world tour. It's phenomenal. I feel like every show she's doing is getting better and better, and you know, it's getting more exciting. It's like, I feel like she's building up something for like the end. She might even bring out Beyonce or something. You know what I mean? We never know. But just remember, you might have heard it here first. All right. I said that. Now, Drake was spotted at the concert, and it looked like, you know, the picture that I seen him, he looked like he was just staring in like a daze. Like he was just like staring like, oh my God, like what's, you know, like I don't even know what he was doing there. And I'm thinking to myself, dude, why you not up there performing, bro? Why you not up there performing with Nicki? But I guess as long as he was there to support, I guess that's all that matter, right? Now, so, I mean, I guess, you know, I guess they could put all the rumors and the speculation together to say that Drake don't fuck with Nicki, because obviously he do. He was there showing support. And, you know, hopefully they do something together. Hopefully he does get on the stage with her, and till then, we'll just have to see. You heard me. Now, I got one more thing to talk about to y'all before we get on out of here. Y'all good? Y'all still here, right? All right, long as you ain't go nowhere. Because, look, it's still getting a little bit of juicy out here in these streets. So, you know what I mean? Glorilla. The cheer. I mean, how she be talking? She be like, Charmy. Like, Charmy. Yeah, she be on that type time. I fuck with it, though. I fuck with Glow a little bit. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna hold you. I like the little swaggy shit. But, all right, unfortunately, we got to get into some juicy details, because she was out after her little video shoot that she did with Meg Thee Stallion, Meg Thee Niece, you know what I mean? I guess they was getting a little too lit at the video shoot, and she decided that she was going to drive home. Then, whoop, whoop, that girl then got pulled over by the cops. So now, she got hit with a little DUI charge. And you know what? It's so funny, because she, y'all know she pulled this car, right? Y'all know she pulled the famous car, right? You know, if you got to pull this car, then you know, you might not really be who you think you is.
Toasty!
Well, look, let's just get into it, dude. I'm telling you, if Michael Jackson got pulled over, they will automatically let Michael Jackson go. And you will not have to be like, do you know who I am? I'm Michael. All right, look, y'all, let's get into this little clip, because the clip is out, and just listen.
So the reason I pulled you over today is because you made a U-turn at a red light.
My GPS is taking me to Wild Basket, like, in the city there.
And it took you over there?
Yeah.
I also smell marijuana coming from this car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, yeah. In just a moment, I'll be searching this car. So I just want to know, I mean, I'm going to find it either way.
It's like a 2-point something.
Okay.
Wait a minute, what the hell?
It's okay. We'll wait. It's okay. We'll wait for now, okay?
Here you go, y'all. Here you go.
You want to see it?
No, ma'am. I'll get it in just a moment, okay?
Yeah. There's nothing I can do.
I'm not
jumping.
Okay. Well,
do you know who I am?
No.
Oh. Did you hear it? Oh, man. Do you know who I am? And then, so they had her do a little sobriety test. She had to do a little walk and a little, you know, a little this and that. But your girl out here, she getting lit. She getting loose now, y'all. You know what I mean? You know that little rapper money, that's what it do. How you turned up and thinking like, oh, yeah, I'm in my city. And you know what I mean? I could just do what I want when I want to and all that and all that. And you can't. Oh, my God. All right, man. What are we going to do? What are we going to do, folks? What are we going to do with everybody? All right, look. So that concludes the episode for today, man. I hope y'all enjoyed it. It was real, very interesting. Just a lot of stuff going on. And wait till the next episode, because I just got like some good little intel. What's going on. And y'all, finally wrapping up this mixtape in the DMs, coming out for y'all real soon. Make sure y'all tap into the YouTube page, D'YON, Music with a Q. All right. And also, Boy Meets World podcast is on YouTube. So y'all make sure y'all go check it out. Boy Meets World podcast 973. Oh, I think it's BMW podcast 973. All right. So I thank y'all for tapping in with me today. Man, listen, I enjoyed y'all. I hope y'all enjoyed me. And until the next episode, I am Dion Music. This is the Boy Meets World podcast. Let me get it. This is the Boy Meets World podcast. And you already know.